Hi, this is Ron Carr, and welcome to the podcast series Impact, the Art and Science of Significance. Here's a question for you. Are you working in your business or on your business? What's the difference? Working in your business is you actually rolling up your sleeves and doing a task to get something out the door, doing a FedEx label, making a sales call, whatever it is. Working on your business is doing what it takes to make sure the business has all the functions running properly to support the growth that you want for the business. This is an issue that CEOs and leaders have to look at daily. Because as entrepreneurs, sometimes the easiest thing is just to get back in and doing it because you like doing it, but yet you're never going to grow your business. So here are three things I want you to think about when it's in versus on your business. Number one, you must get others to do the task besides yourself. If the business is dependent on you, if you get sick or you're not there, the business dies and you don't have a franchise. Now, as part of this, I ran into a former CEO who lost the business. That's right, lost the business. He grew from $0 to $10 million as an entrepreneur, did great, but he was doing most of the work. But then when he had to hire people and they hired too fast and he wasn't doing his job and managing them and working on the business, he would then have to go in and do the task because he wasn't happy with them, and eventually he lost control of the business. So you need to get others to do it, and your job becomes more of a coach and setting expectations and looking for the right skill sets versus you actually doing the doing. Number two is the resources. Resources are critical for any business. We're not just talking about human capital. We're talking about money. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about everything that the organization needs to get the message out and get people aware of your products and services. I am astounded how many times I go into small businesses and no one has a marketing function in that business. They rely on 2 or 3 or 10 salespeople to go and get the word out, but how many people can these people actually speak to in a given day? With social media being so prevalent and free, why are we not using social media? Why don't we have somebody dedicated in the company to help the branding through social media and to get the word out? So working on the business is about working the resources and making sure that all the functions are working properly. Number three, are you acting like the company you want to be? Let me explain. If you're a $10 million company and you want to become a $30 million company, are you making decisions as a CEO or leader of a $10 million company? Or are you making those decisions as a leader of a $20 million company? Because a leader of a $20 million company is going to make different decisions than a leader of a $10 million company. So if you want to be something, start acting it the day that you get the passion for it. Because your decisions will change and you'll put yourself into a better position to get there. So those are the three things I want you to consider and to make sure that you're spending as much time as possible on the business versus in the business. And by the way, this is true for all of your leaders. Because if all the leaders are constantly doing and not coaching and working on the business, you do not have an effective management team. That's it for today. Go out there and make something happen. We'll speak to you next time. Thank you. You've been listening to Impact, the Art and Science of Significance with Ron Carr. And yes, that's spelled K-A-R-R. For more insightful ideas and information, please go to our website, roncarr.com. And please do let us know about any issues you'd like us to address in future podcasts when it comes to increasing your impact and significance. So go out there and make today a great day.